Welcome to another edition of the Gold Knowles Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is December 11th, 2020. I got about 5 different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. Lead-off segment for this episode. Does this team have any heart? And I would say no, they don't. I spoke on this a few episodes ago, man. It's just, you know, I can accept if a guy on the other team is just more athletic. He's, you know what I'm saying? He's just superior. He's just a superior athlete. But that has nothing to do with your effort. That has nothing to do with, you know, really anything going on with you. If you give 110% and you still lose, I can accept that. But I just don't think this team is playing all out. You know, just balls to the wall, all out. I just don't see it. I just don't feel it. You know, when I see it on TV, I just see a very passive, lethargic team. That's just what I see. And I think most of that is just within. Some of that is coaching. And it's also buy-in by these players. The freshmen play hard. The true freshmen play hard. I think they've bought in. And I just think Norvell needs to get more of his guys in there. And I think it's going to be a slow turnaround, but I think it will be a turnaround. You know, when you play football, man, most of the time, you're not always going to be the dominant guy. I mean, I've seen guys that were just, okay, it didn't matter who you put in front of them, they were going to dominate. But it was very few of those guys when I played high school football. Very few of those guys. You know, most of the time, the talent was even in practice and in games. It was even. So you just compete, and whoever has the better preparation, whoever has the better training, whoever has the better mindset usually won. And, you know, that's where Florida State is now. They don't have the talent, per se, of a Clemson or even like a Notre Dame, who's in the ACC this year. But that doesn't affect your preparation. That doesn't affect your determination. It doesn't affect your heart. Like, you got to go out there and play with some heart, man. And you may win, you may lose, but still, you left it all out on the field. And again, I just don't feel like this team does that. So let me know what you think about that segment. Next segment, yelling and screaming coaches never motivated me. Motivation was never a thing for me. You know, I would say what held me back as a player was just not knowing. I played defense, not knowing defense, just not knowing it, just not paying attention, just lack of preparation. Motivation wasn't a factor. You know, I was high energy in my opinion, just didn't know, just, you know, just couldn't understand coverage concepts. You know, because I had this dream of being a receiver, but when I didn't turn out to be 6'5 and 200 pounds, then, you know, quickly it became cornerback, undersized cornerback at that, 5'10. So my heart really wasn't into being a corner, and it showed. And, you know, it is what it is. And I, you know, yelling and screaming coaches would, you know, I would just shut down. And I just, you know, I think you can get to athletes better if you just explain it in a way that they can understand. But the yelling and screaming sometimes works. I mean, I guess for different guys, you have to press different buttons. So, you know, it is what it is. But I just never understood the whole yelling and screaming thing. Like Tony Dungy, you know, look all the games he won, and he never was a yeller and a screamer. So I think you can get the most or more out of guys, players, when you explain stuff in a way and you just calm about it. So I just threw that in there today. I'm tired of beating up this team, Florida State, my favorite team. I'm tired of beating them up, so I'm just trying to change up the content a little bit. Next, so let me know what you think about that segment. Next segment, and this is like NFL related a little bit, and it's college football related. Would you trade your entire draft for Trevor Lawrence? I would. I think he's worth it. I would give you how many ever picks I have in the draft this year and a number one next year for Trevor Lawrence. He will turn around a franchise. Now, does he want to go to the dysfunctional Jets? I don't know about that. Would he stay at Clemson? And, you know, that the guy behind him, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Yuga Layla. I butchered it, but you know who I'm talking about. You know, he's going to start next year. And, you know, you probably going to have to force Trevor Lawrence out. Pretty much you're basically forcing him. Okay, the writing's on the wall. You've been here 3 years. You got to go. Would Trevor Lawrence sit out a year? Just to not go to the Jets? I would. They're dysfunctional. Now, I wish my San Francisco 49ers would step up to the plate and say, we'll give you our entire draft next year and one pick next year for Trevor Lawrence. I think he would instantly turn around his franchise. I mean, we went to the Super Bowl in January, but I mean, I just don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is the guy. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a Florida State fan. I don't hate Clemson. They're a rival. But you, I mean, come on, your eyes, you got to believe what you see. He's a player. 6'6", 225 with wheels, and he can throw it. He can make all the throws, every throw you can think of. I mean, he's just a dream quarterback. I would love to see him in a San Francisco 49ers uniform. So, I would trade all of that in a second to probably the Jets. They excuse that, my TV has a mind of its own. So, I don't think that. I mean, even with their quarterback now, who's I would give the Jets two number ones for the quarterback that they got now. I forget his name, from USC, Southern California. I take him. So I just don't feel like Jimmy Garoppolo is a guy. He's not mobile. He's injury prone. He's just not. I don't like him. So hopefully Shanahan will find a quarterback. And he still, I mean, even with the guy that they have now, I forget his name, and Mullins, he's still doing stuff, but Mullins is limited as a quarterback, so it is what it is. Let me know what you think about that segment. Next segment, we need offensive and defensive players ASAP to right this ship. And like I said in every episode, man, I'm just going to touch on that every episode. I just think that anybody that listens to this podcast, you have to get in your mind that to build a great football, to build a championship football team, you have to have dominant play on the offensive and defensive lines. Listen, when you watch Clemson and you see Trevor Lawrence drop back and throw and there's nobody near him, how do you think he's that good? Now, he would probably be a quarterback with a shaky. He would probably still be a great quarterback with a shaky offensive line. But, I mean, 5 seconds to throw, that's unheard of. And then they control the clock with the run game. Their defense is always rested. Notre Dame, their only loss, Notre Dame reversed it because Notre Dame's offensive line is better than Clemson's offensive line. And to me, that's what football, championship football, usually comes down to. Who has the better offensive line? I'll take a great offensive line over a great defense any day. And I'm a defensive guy, but I'm a football historian. And I just know if I got five great offensive linemen that gel and they're playing hard and they you know what I'm saying? They control the game. They're going to control the game. They're going to keep your offense on the sidelines. You know what I'm saying? Run the clock and score points. And it's nothing you can do. So if Florida State, and this is all going to come full circle back to Florida State, if they can get some guys, and I think Rod Orr is going to be one of those guys. I think Lloyd Willis, I think those two bookend tackles is going to be something special. If Atkins, the O-line coach, can get them right, I think that's the future. I think for next season, maybe you move Darius Washington to center and maybe move Love Taylor to center and Darius Washington and Dante Lucas at your guards, Rod Orr and Lloyd Willis at your tackles. You might have something right there. You got to get in the weight room. You know, you got to get in the weight room. Your weight room has to take a quantum leap forward. Okay, you got to get in the film room. You got to get on the practice field and your technique has to take a quantum leap. But I think those five guys right there, okay, could be something special next season. Remember those names. At center, Love Taylor. At guard, Darius Washington, Dante Lucas. Your tackles, Lloyd Willis and Rod Orr. And I know Robert Scott has played a lot, but and he could be in contention for a starting job. But I just love those 6'7", 300-pound tackles, man, for some reason. So, we'll see. Defensive line, pass rushers, run stoppers. We don't have them. You know, as good as Kando is, quotation marks, he doesn't get to the quarterback. Janoris Robinson doesn't get to the quarterback. But I am proud of those guys that they haven't opted out or quit. They've stuck with this team and Nasruddin. Because Nasruddin could pack it in right now and say, hey, I'm going to the league. But he's sticking with this team, and that's just a lot. That speaks a lot to his character. But You always build your team inside and inside out, not outside in. So, let me know what you think about that segment. Last segment for this episode. Can Florida State get back into the light? We're in darkness right now. We in hell right now. And like I've been saying, the only way we're going to get back is offensive and defensive lines. We have to get some guys that can play. Once we do that, Florida State will get back to what we used to be. Florida State, man, like I said, all things Florida State need to get on the same page as far as the outside, off the field, boosters, fans, administration, we all got to get on the same page. You know, I'm behind Norvell. I think he's got a great vision for the team on the field. It's a lot of things within this organization he can't control. But hopefully the boosters, the administration, and the fans will stay with this guy and, you know, let him do his thing. There's nobody in the country that's going to come in year one with this team and go to the playoff or to the ACC championship. It's going to take a couple of years to build back better. No pun intended. But I think we can get there. So, stay positive. I think we'll get back. So, that concludes this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Please wear a mask. Please social distance. Please be aware of your surroundings. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. And as always, go Noles.